When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So, Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
Hey, Heart Nation. Welcome back to Carla's channel, Heart to Heart Inspiration, the podcast where we dive heart to heart into powerful stories, conversations, and people who inspire purpose and possibility. Today's guest is a woman on a mission to nurture the next generation, not just with words, but with wisdom, faith, and affirmations that speak fire. I'm so excited to have Sade Jones on. She's an author, a mother, Sunday school teacher, and the creative heart behind Alphabet of Faith, I Am, a beautiful children's book that teaches young readers the ABCs through the lens of biblical truth and powerful self-affirmation. So whether you're a parent, an educator, or simply someone who believes in inspiring the seeds of faith, this episode will truly inspire you to see storytelling as sacred as a tool for transformation. So grab your favorite cup of coffee, settle in, and let's dive into this heart-to-heart with the brilliant and faith-filled Sade Jones. Yay! Welcome, Sade. How are you?
Good. How are you? Thank you so much for having me.
Yes, I'm so excited. It's been a pleasure just meeting you and talking with you before the show, getting to know you. So I am so excited. And before we dive in, I like to say, let's get into a little bit of your business before we get into your business.
Okay. All right. That's fine.
So I know you are a mother and you are a Sunday school teacher, but as a mother, how have you had any today? This is graduation season.
Yes.
Graduation season. I know we have a lot in my family. How about you?
Yes, actually. So I have two children and they're both graduating this year, actually. Yeah. So my son, he's in high school and then he's graduating this year. So I'm so excited. I'm going all over the place. And then my daughter, she's 5 and she's going to be graduating preschool.
From high school to preschool.
That's right. High school to preschool.
Love it.
It was just a long gap, but hey, I was a teen mom at first and then now I'm married and you know I just done things trying to do it the right way this time, so I waited a long time, but you know, things life happens
and you are still standing stronger than ever.
That's right.
That's what matters.
That's
so
right.
Thank you for sharing that and congrats to you and your family.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
Thank you.
So and Sunday school teacher. Now, I don't know about some of you out there who may be watching, if you know what Sunday school is. So just break it down a little bit for them, Sade.
So I belong to a church, New Jerusalem Baptist Church. Woo woo, shout out to them. So I am the Sunday school teacher. And what Sunday school is, we, instead of like morning service, we do Sunday school first. And there's the adult class, there's children's class. I have the nursery class. So we just teach them a little bit about God and you can break it down. And, you know, with the little kids, you have to really break it down with them, you know, get it so they'll understand. Mm-hmm. So just slowly trying to get them to understand like more about the Bible and stuff. And then they can ask questions. Sometimes the children, you know, they ask the harder questions because it's like, well, I didn't think about that. Like, okay, Lord, I'm going to come back to you. And then he's like, you got to go home. You got to pray. Like, Lord, now how should I tell the kids this? You know, like, so sometimes.
I love it.
Yes, but I love it. I love it so much. So, and then they do ask questions and they love learning about the Bible. Like my kids, they know the Lord's Prayer. They know where, they know where we can find it. They know Psalm 34. You know, Psalm 23. They know these things. And so I'm just trying to get them to know. They know the majority of the books of the Bible. Okay. So we go over those and, you know, they know what to do. We come in, we pray. That's the first thing we do. And then as we leave, we pray. So, you know, it's just exciting and it's a joy to, you know, be a part of something like that.
I love it.
Awesome.
What you're doing as a Sunday school teacher, teaching the Bible verses, prayers, it is
Yes.
so needed and it goes a long way. Whether you see the fruits of your labor now or
Yes.
not, it
Yes.
is so worth it. So hats off to you for doing
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Yes. That's so awesome. I also
Right.
work at a school too. We can't
Yes.
really teach faith at school, but we can teach manners. And you don't have to say ma'am. My kids though. My son, he said, "Yes, ma'am." My daughter, "Yes, ma'am." To my
Okay.
husband, "Yes, sir." That's how I want my children to be raised. Like I said, my son, he's 18. He's still saying yes, ma'am to this day. He's still saying yes,
Yes.
sir. So,
I
we just
love
gotta
it.
install it in them even young.
It is definitely important to do that. Yes, I love it. We got to do that for our next generation. Keep those manners and politeness alive.
And
Those.
there are some good people out in the world. We see
Yes.
a lot of bad stuff, but there are good people in the world as well. And so we just
Yes.
gotta make sure our generation is, part of that good community,
That's so true.
Yeah.
Yes. I love it. So, you are an author. What was your favorite book as a kid?
Okay, so as the kid, when I was in elementary school, I don't know, I don't really know. But when I got to high school, I used to read a lot of like Zane books.
Okay.
Yeah. So and I, Sister Soldier, The Coldest Winter Ever. I think
Now, that's one of my favorites. That
yeah,
is one
that
of my
one.
favorites.
I love Carl Weber. Oh, Carl Weber is
Yes.
awesome. So it's like
Yes.
all his, you can't even just pick out one of his books,
Right.
but just all of his books are awesome. So, I can't even say a favorite because I don't really have a favorite, but just, I know I love Sister Soldier and I know Carl Weber, just most of his books were
Right.
awesome, so
Yes, yes.
yeah.
Yes. And that was high school for you. That was probably like
Yes.
my early 20s for me, Sade.
Yes.
If your life had a mascot, what would it be?
Oh, wow. That's really like an icebreaker question, huh?
I try.
Maybe a butterfly. I don't really know
Ooh,
if
I
a
like
butterfly
that.
is really a mascot. But so the story behind, I love butterflies now. And that's because, so like I said, I'm the Sunday school teacher. And a little bit before that, I did not like kids. And
Okay.
so like I said, I was a teenage mother, but before that, it was me and my son. I didn't like other kids. I don't know why, but they were just bad, and it was just me and my son. Kids, ki me and kids, no, I'm not
Okay.
watching your kids. No, I got a son. I'm watching him. That's it. But anyways, God, my sister, she had my niece, and then it's like, I don't know what happened. I fell in love with her. This
Oh.
was like the daughter I always wanted and everything. So she changed. And then when my daughter came, that really did it for me. And so shout out to my pastor though, because him and the lady who was over the Sunday school, over the preschool class, Reverend Kent, Dorothy Kent, she actually taught them. And they seen something in me and asked me what I teach. I'm
Wow.
like, come again. Listen, God ain't told me that I was gonna teach no kids. You like I you like kids now and then. I have, goddaughters. My niece is my goddaughter, and just that. But then I was just like, okay, So I became the Sunday school teacher, and like I said, Reverend Dorothy Ken, she was first. She had the kids, and then she loved butterflies. There's butterflies all over the classroom and everything, and I
Oh,
loved her. I
I
can
love it.
just talk to her about anything, and she was just really so sweet. And then she passed away last year. So that like
Oh.
crushed me. It's like, you love the older people. My grandma was the closest one. I can go to my grandma anything. She's passed on as well. But then it was like Dr. Reverend Kent, she was like a grandmother. And when I say I would talk to her, how I'm feeling is how I'm talking to her. And she was just so open, and oh, I just miss her and I just love her. But she loved butterflies. I love butterflies now. Even the kids, we still got the butterflies hanging. They color butterflies, so it's all over the room. Yeah, so we wear our pins
Yes.
and stuff. So that's the story behind the butterfly.
I love it. Let's see. And then our last one before we break into it. Let's see. Would you rather ride a dragon or talk to animals?
Maybe talk to animals because, sometimes you think like, what are they thinking? And, like a squirrel. I was coming out of the school yesterday, and this squirrel, it can't be the same squirrel, but he was just coming, and he had like it must have been like an Uncrustable or something. And he was just sitting there eating, and he seen me coming, so he walked slowly, but didn't let go of that peanut butter and jelly. So I was just, I wanted to ask him like, well, is that good to you or something? Like, he was like, he was smashing on it. So, it's just,
It.
yeah. And like birds, like don't poop on that person, like,
I wasn't expecting that, Shay. Like, don't poop on my car. Do not poop on my
yes.
car.
Like, come on now.
I love that. Well, thank you for playing Let's Get to Know Sade. Love that. Now that we've got into your business, now let's get into your business.
Yes.
So you started a little bit about your journey as a mother, but tell us about your background and what led you to become a children's author.
Yeah, so what led me to become a children's author? Like I said, I didn't like kids at first, but I think now it's so important. After I had my daughter, just life is just different with me. And even when I had my son, like I didn't read him a book every night. Like with my daughter, I read her a book every night. We all pray together. My son, my husband, like, we pray together every night. But it's just different. I'm more mature. I'm not gonna say like advanced, but it's like now I know things, that I didn't know. And this is how I want my children to be. Like, this is what I want, how I want them to raise even my grandchildren. Like, read them a book at night, you guys can talk to me about anything, but it's just started just me in high school, the just that, that connection. I always said in high school I was gonna be an author.
Okay.
The author that I wanted to be was, like I said, like a, like a Zane author. Because
Okay. Well, that goes along with being a teenager. It does.
yes, for sure. But the children, it just kind of came with, some kids are cruel, and I just wanted the kids to know who God says they are. God says you're this, you don't have to worry about what this child is saying about you. Sometimes kids can be bullies. I read a lot about people bullying. I don't stand for that. Even at my school, this one kid, we do the boys and girls program as well, and there's a kid who doesn't go there anymore. And I was like, well, why don't you come? Well, he was being bullied. Well, I don't like that, and I don't stand for that at all. And I'm like, well, just who was a student, and we kind of took care of it. But I don't want people to feel unsafe, children to feel like unsafe or nothing, because I don't stand for that, and we don't stand for that. And we just, I want people to feel safe, the children, and I want them to know who God says they are. So that's how I be think I became, wanted to do for children. That's how my
Now,
children's book came about, and I'm so excited about
I
it.
love that. Now, you keep saying that you are a teenage mom. Tell us about being a teenage mom. Did you feel like people were talking about you? And is that kind of how you got like, I want people to know that they are worth it. They are, worth everything. They are strong. Is that how that kind of took place or no? I don't know.
It was a lot of girls, well, different girls, my age that was having babies. So
Okay.
I don't know. That might have been the trend. I didn't want to follow it, but
Was it during 16 and pregnant? Was that on the TV? I
yes,
don't know.
ma'am.
Oh,
Yes,
it
ma'am.
was. Okay.
Yes.
I just that just came in my head,
Yeah.
right?
And I will watch that show too.
Okay.
Yes.
That
But
is funny.
yeah.
Wow. Okay.
It's like that y'all done made a show about this. Now y'all encouraging these young women to go out here and get a baby and have a show.
Did you think you were gonna have a show?
No, ma'am.
Oh,
But
okay.
I kind of had some thought, like maybe I should go on this show. That did
True,
cross my
true.
mind before. But then
Yes, yes,
I was
yes.
like, I don't want people knowing all of the business,
Wow, so you're a teenage mom,
Yes.
and some of your friends were teenage moms as well.
Yes.
So walk us through that. Walk us through that a little bit.
So I had my son when I was 17. I got pregnant at 16 and had 16 and pregnant, but I had him at 17. And my journey was a little different because my son, he had a lot of health conditions. He had health problems even. So he was 2 months premature. So he weighed 3 pounds, 5 ounces, and I had to go to another city to actually have him because it was just the complications were so heavy that they didn't think he was gonna make it throughout the night. And my mom, she's always just stayed with me. And I'm like, go home. I had him, everything is fine. So go home, get you some rest. So I'm calling her crying. And then, she's praying for me and they're like, he's not gonna make it. So I'm sobbing. I'm not knowing what to do. So I'm just bawling, sobbing, trying to pray, but I can't pray. I'm just so emotionally hurt. Like I just had this baby. Now he ain't gonna make it through the night. And then even after that, so he stayed in the hospital 2 months after, so he lived for the 2 months. And then back and forth, he was just kind of the first year of his life, he was just in and out the hospital because he had he actually didn't he had a thing called a vesicostomy. It's like that's where he urinated through his belly. So yeah, he would get UTIs a lot because of that. And they reversed it, of course. But 18 years later, he's here. He's about to graduate. So look at God. I just thank God that he's still here. And sometimes when doctors say no, God says yes. So he is
I
definitely
love
a
that.
testimony. And he's my son. He's such a sweet baby. Well, young man, actually. He's so sweet. Like I said, he's just ma'am, yes, sir. He's just awesome. He's a hugger. He's a lover. Like even I know you spoke about COVID when things changed. I was one of the ones who had COVID and I had it really bad. It was bad where I was so weak, like I couldn't even walk down the hall to use the restroom. Like it was just horrible. And my son, him or my daughter got it, thank God. But he was really kind of the one helping me with my daughter, because my husband had it as well. He's older than me, but I had it the worst. It was so bad. And my son, he was praying for me, it was just so bless my son's heart. I love him so much. He's a really good kid. And he's a miracle baby.
Yes, he is a miracle
Yes,
baby.
for sure. Yes.
I was so proud of him.
Yes.
And you, because handling that as a teenage mom, that's a lot,
Yeah.
but you did it. You did
Yes.
it. So proud
Yes.
of you.
Thank you so
So
much.
now you got your baby and he's home finally and everything, and you're
Yes.
making your way.
Yes.
What happened after that? What happened after you had your beautiful son and things kind of normalized a little bit?
Well, I was still in high school. So I was still going to school, trying to take care of him. And then after I had him, his dad, me and his dad were just, he didn't like me no more, I guess. So he was just, sleeping around, doing what he had to do. But I still wanted him. It's like, yeah, you doing all this to me, but I just still want you. It was that young love, I guess. And so I seen a little bit of things that I was going through, a little bit like my friends or other people who were going to throughout the school. And then during that time is when I was like, okay, I'm gonna write this book because this was my best friend. So I just started writing. And I will write poems and a lot of poems actually. And then I was writing and writing and writing. And next thing it was like a book. I said, well, I'm gonna put this together, but it wasn't when I was in high school that I put it together. It was later on down, as I did more research and everything that I end up becoming an author. So
And that's different from your children's book that you
oh,
have.
definitely. Yes, it's
Okay.
definitely different.
So tell us about this book. I mean, the
Oh
book that you wrote then.
yes, so my first book called Young Love.
Oh, I love it. Oh, look at that cover, you all. Oh, I love it. Young Love.
Yes,
Okay.
and that's really what it was about. Like I said, I wrote about, some of my friends and what they experienced. And I just wrap a lot different people's things up into one character. And then I just wrote it like that together. And then even with the cheating and the lying from, my son's dad to, still want to be with him. It was just still that, that young puppy love. Basically, that's what that was,
And look at you put it into writing. I've had different guests who are authors, and that's what they say as well. They just, the pen was their friend.
And
that, and they wrote books like that. So
Yes.
Young Love was a book that you wrote. Now, where can we find Young Love?
So you can find Young Love on my website, www.simplyshardaej.com, SimplyShardaeJ.com.
I love it. And so then, now you got this book. What happens next? I just love it.
So I was just trying, like I, well, in 2015 is when my book came out, and my son was home and everything, so we was good. I wasn't in high school, I had graduated and everything like that. So yeah, trying to do something with my life. And then I just wanted to get closer with God. That's it. That's it, and that's all. I've always gone to church, even though sometimes, you're a teenager. Yeah, you're going to church, but you just going because your mama dragging you to church. So, but I was like, I want to do another book because I didn't want to leave off with that young love type of book. You know what I'm saying? And so that's when my next book came about, Chances. And this book is about it just shows the growth of, and I use my same character. It shows growth about a young lady who just wanted the love of her father. That's all she's ever longed for. Actually was the love of her father because she grew up in a single parent household, just kind of like myself. And a lot of my friends grew up in a single parent household as well. So it's like I'm writing about, things that's actually reality that's happening even right now. Back then, right now, there a lot of people were growing up in a single parent household. And we don't realize how much not having a father is or not having a mother is. I think I didn't realize it, that it will affect me. So I kind of just wrote about a young lady just wanted the love of her father, and then she met him when she was grown, and their relationship was awesome, and then it wasn't. He kind of walked back out of her life, and it was just joy. It was happiness and everything when they were together, but then something changed. It just kind of clicked. I don't know what goes on in men's life, in my character. So, but he just kind of walked away again, and then actually, I use my same character, like I said, and her name is Rakisha. And then, Rakisha, she was like devastated, but then in that, she also met the love of her life, and it's a beautiful, beautiful love story at the end.
I can't wait to read it.
Yes,
Yes, I love it. Now show the cover again. I like now. Okay. All right, Sade, is this you?
that is me, yes.
All right, y'all see Sade? All
Yes.
right now. Now, how old were you then?
I'm about what? Well, how old was I? Like 20? In my 20s, 25,
All
somewhere in my
right.
20s.
Okay, Sade.
Yes, and it's the and I don't know if you can see like the dad and then the daughter she's just reaching for him.
Oh, I see it now. I saw it now. I love that.
And so that's all she wanted. He's reaching, but it's like, is he really gonna hang on? But like I said, it's a beautiful love story, and it also deals with, I know May is the month of mental health, so it also deals with mental health because Rakisha, she dealt with a lot of mental health because her father was in and out of her life. The love of her life, they had a miscarriage, and she would take her frustrations out on him and everything. But like I said, she also had a big relationship with God. She was a young woman after God's own heart. She matured and everything. So she just wanted that relationship with God too. But then she also wanted her not only her spiritual father, but her natural father. So that's what she wanted
The
too.
truth offer.
But at the end of the day, it all worked out. And I just love this book because it just shows the growth of the character, Rakisha. And then even it shows the growth in myself as an author. I've grew as an author with this book. So I'm excited about that.
I love it. I can hear the passion in your voice when you're talking about it. Yes. I'm like, don't give away too much. Don't give away too much. I love it. I love it. Now, that's a lot. You accomplished a lot, really. You know, as a single mom, a teenage mom, you accomplished a lot. And that is a thing that sometimes we hear a lot of the negative, you know. And of course, you know, we're not promoting teenage pregnancy or anything like that. But what is important to learn from that is that you still can accomplish your dreams. You still can move forward in life. You know, it could be very devastating to some families. Some people, you know, even get put out or are forced to live other places with other people, whatever the case may be. And there could be a lot of psychological impact from that, a lot of mental health
Definitely.
impact from that. But I'm so glad that you were able to, you know, keep going. And, you know, and you authored this yourself. Is this self-published? Were you able to do
Yes.
that?
Yes. So they're
Awesome.
all of my books are self-published. Yes.
Nice. I love that. Now, for those two books, they can be found on your website, and we got the
Yes.
name of your website,
Yep.
and we'll make sure that we put that in the in our comments and everything so people can get those books.
Yes, and also all of my books are also on Amazon as well. So
All
my
right.
website as well as Amazon.
Love it. I love it. Now, I am a big audiobook person. Are they on audiobook yet?
Yes. So both except for Alphabet of Faith, I am. So both
Okay.
Young Love and Chances are audio, except for Alphabet of Faith. I'm still kind of trying to, because I was like, do I want, it's a children's book. They have these illustrations are pretty dope. So, they gotta see it,
I love it. I
So
love it.
yeah.
Yes. And that is so cool. I love that. You really did a lot, Sade. And for those, let's talk about Alphabet of Faith. I am.
Yes,
Yes.
yes.
You have a commercial out about it, and we're going to play the commercial so that you all can hear it. But tell us about that journey of how Alphabet I Am came to be, Alphabet of Faith I Am, and how that came to be.
Yeah, so I just love this book. I'm just so excited. Like I love all my books, but this one right here, this is my baby. And like I said, I just wanted the children to feel encouraged, my daughter and I just wanted them to grow up knowing who God says you are. Don't worry about what other kids say. This is who God says you are. And then some of the children on the cover, they have vitiligo, and my son, he has vitiligo. And at first he was a little discouraged, like he didn't want to go to school because of it, and I'm like, well, no one's even said anything, honey. Like this is who God said you are. God want obviously you have it because God says you're gonna get vitiligo, and that's something that really doesn't go away. They have creams and stuff, but sometimes it doesn't work, so God made you this way. So just embrace it. Let's embrace it. Let's be happy because of it. So I think that also where it came from, just my kids, and I just wanted them to be encouraged. And also, this is a great way for them to learn the alphabet, but it's a great way for them to learn scripture because it's a scripture to go along with every letter of the alphabet, of course. So I just thought that was really cute, and God put it on my heart to do that. So, and here it is. It
I
came out
love it.
February 1st.
February 1st of this year.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh,
Yep.
nice. Now put it back in the screen. You all take your screenshot of it. I love that. And some of the, oh, now I see some of the kids with the vitiligo. Yes, I love that. I love that. That is a dope cover. It
Yeah.
is.
And
It
even
is.
the illustrations, like you just have to see the illustrations. Like I'll just kind of show you a couple of them, but the illustrations are pretty dope. Shout out to Asmina Pro. She really did her big one on this. Because I think these are awesome. And so it has I am blessed, and then it has the scripture.
I
So
love that. Okay,
yes.
so yeah, give that shout out again so that we can get some more business for her
Yes.
as well.
Yes, Asmina Pro. Yep.
All right. Now spell that for the audience.
ASIMA underscore PRO 9.
All right, now you all got that. That book is so beautiful. It
Yes,
is so
thank you so
beautiful.
much.
And I love that. I really do.
Thank
And my
you.
grandkids, they love to read too. So
Yes.
we'll have to do a follow-up show
Oh, for
so that I
sure.
can tell you, look, a book discussion. Book discussion.
Yes,
We'll
there
have
we
to have a
go.
book
Yes,
discussion,
yes,
right? Yes, we'll have to
yes.
have a
I
book
love it.
discussion. We can
Yes.
get some kids together and we can talk about the book. Yes.
Actually, this Tuesday, I'm gonna go up to another city and talk to the kids about, my journey and everything. So we'll
That's
see how
so
that goes.
nice.
I'm excited about it.
Yes, so we got to do that, Sade. We got
Yes,
to
for
have a
sure.
follow-up book review and
Okay.
maybe some, virtual, and we can have it with the kids and they can
Yeah.
talk about the book and even your other ones. We got to do something
Oh
like that.
yeah, for sure. I'll bring
I
some of my
love
Sunday school kids, and then, you bring your grandkids. Yeah, I love it. We can have a
Definitely.
virtual meetup. I love it. Definitely. Yes, I'm
With
with
the
it.
author. I love that. And so this book is also about building confidence.
Definitely,
It sounds
yes.
like, even from your son, and you have the photos and just building confidence in that area, because I'm also glad to see the commercials and things have evolved. There's so many things involved. There is a famous actress, I believe, with vitiligo, who is on the cover of magazines and things. So I'm happy that the stigma is being broken,
Yes.
And how is your son feeling about that?
Oh, he's it's like it's whatever now. He's good. He is so good with it now. He don't it's him.
Okay,
It's him. So he embraced
good.
it. It's nothing now. So yeah.
Good. I'm happy to hear that. So one of my daughters is deaf. She was born deaf. And just like you're saying, just trying to build that confidence. She was the only deaf person. And so everyone talking, not signing, that was big, and
Yeah.
it played a lot on her psychological well-being as well,
Yeah.
because not feeling a part of the conversations and things like
Yeah.
that. I took sign language classes. I started
Yeah.
teaching the family, started teaching it at my church. This
Yeah.
was before sign language was big in churches, things like that. And so just doing those things, we do a lot for our children, for
Definitely.
them to, know that they are loved and
Yes.
know that they can overcome these challenges. So my hat goes off to you because that's important. That's
Yes,
important. And we just bless
definitely.
others in the process.
Yes,
I
yes.
love it. I love
And it's
it.
words of affirmation, to just keep them going, to just know that this is who God says you are, and learn the scripture. And then even as adults too, they can read this book. It's a children's book, but adults can read it. I did this one interview with a lady. She had got my book, and she said she was just feeling some type of way, and she just read the book, and it just encouraged her spirit. And that was exciting because she's an adult, but as an adult, we can dig deeper on the scripture. We don't have to just read the one scripture. We can dig deeper and just go and actually study the scripture, and it's also a way to just maybe start reading the Bible.
Yes, I love that. When we have new believers coming into our midst, they can get lost when we're just reciting scriptures and scriptures. And it's a good way for them to get introduced to that. So I think
Definitely.
that is a great idea that you have. And it's a great way for people to get introduced to the Bible and the
Yes.
scripture. So I like that. That's good.
Yes. So I've been at a couple of churches to talk about it already. So yes, that's
I love it.
definitely. Yeah, even daycares. I went to this daycare and sold out.
I
She
love
like
it.
she just took a look at it. She said, "Okay, I'm gonna just write one check and I'm gonna just buy them all." I said, "Look at God."
All right. That is
Yes.
so good because, especially today and in the time where books are being banned, and vitiligo is not something that is just only to Black people.
Right.
It happens to different people across different cultures,
Right.
even just the positive affirmations. Just knowing that I am somebody
That's right. That's
is worth
right.
it.
That's
Yes,
right.
I love
Yes.
it. You have a lot of nuggets in that book. I love it. I love it. I love it. And then the writing process, even from starting from younger in your first book, Young Love, to Chances, and now to the Alphabet of Faith, I Am. Walk us through the publishing process. And this was self-published. So for our audience who may be interested or just interested in your journey, walk us through that.
Okay, so like I said, they're all self-published, or they call it indie author, but there's also a traditional publish, where you can pay somebody to basically promote your book, do everything for you. So you've written it and you just kind of can sit back while someone else is promoting and marketing for you. But with me, that wasn't, like I said, well, with Young Love, see, my finances wasn't right. It sounded good for someone to actually do the marketing, because then I was so shy also. So it's like, okay, I'm a shy person. I have to promote and market my own. But the first it was about finances. But now it's like, thank God that my finances came a long way. But I just think this was a better fit to go with me, because like with also traditional, sometimes they like to change up your book. And it's like, well, no, I don't want my book changed. I want it to be how I wanted it to be. So self-published can also be that way. But if you have it like that, and you don't mind your work being, change a little bit. Sometimes it's better, sometimes it's not. So it's just kind of different. You have to just pray about it and see what God says or what you want to do.
I like the new term, indie
Indie.
author. Indie author, like independent films, like it's the same thing, independent author. Okay, nice. Thank you. Thank you for that. I want to make sure I am talking the right language. You talked about the differences in the publishing that you took. What differences did you learn about marketing for the young love versus the children's book?
Oh, wow. So that's actually a really great question. So with Young Love, I spent X amount of dollars, and because I didn't know anything, excuse me, I was trying to just figure it out basically on my own. I didn't really know any authors who I can like go to for, like assistance or anything. So I just figured it out. Google was my best friend. And, sometimes Google, they could trick you. So
That's true.
I was, spending a lot of money. But then with Chances, I realized, when Chances came out, it doesn't cost anything really to self-publish a book. You don't have to spend none of your money. It's your money. You just pay for like the barcode if you'd like, and of course an editor. But really with Chances, I didn't really spend anything. So yeah, it was
Well,
just
that's
a yes, it was just the growth and just knowing people, and I also with Young Love, I got a chance to know some people because I as in when I would network with different people and you get to talking and people, like I said, people are helpful. The world is crazy, but some people are really helpful, and
Yes.
not just us, they could be more helpful sometimes.
Right.
So
Absolutely.
yes,
Absolutely.
with like I said, with Chances, and then even with my editor, she was a friend of mine. She's like, "Oh no, I'm not gonna charge you." What? I mean, I gave, of course I paid her, but you're not gonna charge me to edit my whole novel? Like,
That's
So
awesome.
yeah, just networking with different people, and then you'll learn from them, learn from their mistakes as well. So,
Yeah. That's good to know because sometimes you have, like you said, true gems and resources right near you in your own backyard that you can utilize that will help you. And what kind of places do you or would you recommend like promoting your book? I know you mentioned like some shows you've gone to, or I don't know if those are trade shows or what kind of places have you gone, or would you recommend people to if they're interested in writing a book and marketing it?
So I know we do a lot of things in our community. Well, let me back up a minute. So I was in this group, International Writers Association, and it's no longer a group anymore, only because COVID. When COVID hit, a lot of things had changed. So, but that's where I really met a lot of authors, and we would go different places like the IX Center. It's like this big old thing where a bunch of vendors, like over 1,000 vendors, are. And then that's when you meet a lot of people, and then like just stuff in your community. Like I know a lot of people. Juneteenth is coming up, so there's going to be a lot of events for that. So I would say just go network, get to know people. Definitely, but events are awesome. I'm actually going to put on an event also, me and my a friend another author friend of mine, we're going to put on an event in July. So we're going to invite vendors to come and market their work, specifically authors, but we're going to have other people there too, so we're for refreshments and everything. So yeah, I'm excited about that too.
Nice. That is going to be so awesome. I can already see it. That's going to be great. Wishing you all well for that. So I love what you have going on. And what's your future projects? Any future books? Or I know you got your event coming up. What else you got going on?
Yeah, like the right connections, that's what it's called. So we're going to have different vendors come and talk about their work a little bit. And then as of right now, the only books I'm in the process of working on another book. I actually written a couple books. This is with Alphabet of Faith, I am, and there was a couple others, but this is the one God said go ahead and release. So I think children's books is just gonna be my future.
I love
Like
it.
no more novels, I don't think, unless God say otherwise, but it's gonna be a children's book. So be on the lookout. I haven't had a release date. I don't even have the title, but children book.
Yes. It's coming, y'all. It's
Yes.
coming. I love it. And I love that you're expanding. Let's talk a little bit your role. You talked about being a mom, of course, you're involved in the church, your husband, and your daughter, your preschool. You got senior preschool, you're a teacher, you got so many hats. How do you balance all of these roles? Finding the time and managing the time, mother, teacher, author.
Listen, girl, sometimes I be tired. I be tired. I'm not even gonna lie. And then also my husband, he's a softball coach. He's a varsity coach. And then I'm at every game too. So it's like,
Right.
I don't know. It's just the strength of God. God, and I feel like God gives women, we love our men and everything, but we have some type of power, some supernatural power that He just gives us to be able to balance. We gotta cook, we gotta do laundry, we gotta do all of that. And they act like they can't do, all you gotta do is go to work and coach, and you good. See, now I gotta take care of the kids, make sure she eat, make sure she got a bath, all that. But I don't know, but I just feel like God gives us some type of power, that He knew what he was doing, and he know he won't put nothing on us, no more on us that we can bear. So he
That
know
is
we got it
amazing.
covered.
It can be a lot
For
for
sure. And
sure.
then even hats off to you as well. I know you're a doula, nurses. So shout out to you. How do you do it? 'Cause listen, how did you do it?
My
it's a
kids,
lot.
I think it's my way of coping. It's my therapy. And I think it's also a part of me just having my own identity,
Definitely.
because we our identity everywhere you go, oh, that's Siobhan's mom. That's Kayla's mom. You're somebody's mom. They don't really know your name, right? Hey, Miss Kayla mom. And that's a lot of it, right? But I think just, or you're the wife,
That part.
this is, oh, hey, oh, you're John's wife. Okay, yeah. And so I think this is just my way of having my own identity and doing something that I love. So you are so right. God gives us the strength. It's all God.
Yes, that part. And I understand what you're saying. It's so funny because I was just talking with my husband. I'm like, I don't want to be just your wife. Like, don't call me Coach Jones' wife. Like, come on now. That is not my name. So I'm just not your wife, honey. So, but that's how they know you as, and it's like, come on now. I done got some books. He done sent my books to y'all, and y'all still calling me his wife. Come on now. Say my name.
Say my name, say my name. I love it, I love it. And that's just real talk. That is real talk. I'm sure there are some moms and wives out there who know what we are talking
Yes,
about.
for sure, for
Yes,
sure.
yes. And it's important. That's why we're talking about it, because sometimes you do sometimes feel like you're lost in the shuffle. And May being Mental Health Awareness Month, some of those things can really push people over the edge,
Definitely.
trying to be perfect. And that's why we are talking about it. You don't have to be perfect. You do what you can do. And that's why God made fast food restaurants. That's why God made crock pots. That's why God gave people the ability to clean your house. I did not know about having a housekeeper come in until all of my children were playing basketball. And it was all the kids were spending the night at our house because my husband was a coach. We would have to travel. And so I'm like, this place looks a mess. And someone said, why don't you get a housekeeper? And I said, oh, I feel like I have to do it. I don't want anyone cleaning my house. I want to just control everything, not knowing that that's a help. And I just got it one time a month, and it would just make me feel so good. I felt like a queen.
Yes, and it's funny that you said that about a housekeeper. A cousin of mine, she has her own business in housekeeping. And I was always saying I was gonna get her over here because it would definitely be a help. I wanted to do it myself. I don't want nobody like, oh, she look at her house, it's clothes everywhere. It's like, but it's that help. They wanted to do that, so that's their job, So we're gonna pay you for this business. So
Yes, you'd be surprised how you feel. It's one thing that I would encourage busy moms, don't get so overwhelmed that you are about to lose it, that you are really losing yourself. You're on the verge of a breakdown. because you're trying to keep everything together. Get help, and
Yes.
help just isn't always therapy. We're just encouraging moms, just like you, just like me.
Yeah.
We've gone through it, we're going through it, and you can still, you know, take care of your family and have your own identity. Yes,
That's right. That's
yes,
right.
yes.
That's right. For sure.
We're all mothers at
We
the end of the day. Sade, what legacy would you like to leave for your family with your books?
The legacy, it well is my book, actually. It is
That's
my
right.
books.
That
And you
book
know,
is going to be here for years to come.
yes, and even my future projects. You know, I wanted my kids to know, you know, if writing, my daughter, she's a drawer,
Okay.
so you know, she might even be the illustrator of my next book, you know.
That's
She's
true.
5 years old, you know, so in her drawing, she drew a picture of Stitch. She draws Tinkerbell, girl, and she drew
Nice.
Tinkerbell, and Tinkerbell was thick. You know,
What?
she colored her brown, but she wasn't no little skinny Tinkerbell. She was thick. I
Okay.
said, okay. So, you know, I would love to do something, collaborate with my child, you know, with my children. So something like that, you know, and that's the legacy, just, you know, my books and just allowing them to, you know, be who you want to be as your world, you know.
I love that. I wrote a book some years ago, and
Okay.
one of my daughters, my baby girl, she was like 8 at the time. She is 23 now. And now my daughters who are in the book, you know, the book was about them, they are sharing it with their grandkids.
Yes.
And so
Oh.
there's so many opportunities, you know,
Yes.
for that legacy to live on. So
Definitely.
I'm so proud of you and all the
Thank
work
you
that
so
you've
much.
done. Your
Oh.
family is just truly blessed. I like to wrap up my guests. I always ask this question at the end. What is one quote that you're living by today?
It's a scripture. Walk by faith, not by sight, because that's how we're walking. You know, sometimes things may be a little hectic in our life, you know, like we said, maybe in mental health month, but it's like it's crazy all around. But we're walking by faith each and every day, you know.
Yes.
So
I love that. Walk by faith, not by sight.
that's
You
right.
know, just keep moving. Just
That's
keep
right.
moving.
That's right.
Just keep moving.
For
I
sure.
love that. Thank you so much, Sade. Any last words from you that you'd like to give?
I just want to thank you for having me, and it was a pleasure just meeting you, and like we said, getting to know you even before this. You're so pretty.
Oh, well,
So
thank you. You too.
thank
You
you.
too, girl.
Thank you. And yeah, just I just want the, you know, go get my books, you know. Go on my
Yes.
website, and you know, they're on Amazon, my website, and you know, let me know what you think. Hey, even honest reviews, I'm up to honest reviews. I got thick skin.
Yes, I love it. We're going to get this virtual book review going.
Yes, I'm
I'm so
excited.
excited.
Me
Yes.
too,
Oh,
yes.
well, thank you so much, Sade. We wish you well, much love and success and blessings be upon you and your family.
Oh,
Okay.
same to you. I appreciate you. Thank you so much.
And we will talk soon.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.